That's a big target for Chelsea, because everyone knows in the league, in the Premier League, it's difficult to get on the Champions League spot. It's difficult, so we aim very, very keen on the FA, yeah.
Yeah, some other managers obviously have rested players, and every club is different, we know that. But from your point of view, are players able to play these matches? Do they need a rest?
Yeah, some need a rest because it was a very busy schedule in the past weeks, of course. But on the other hand, if we want to take it seriously, then we have to put also the best players in. But on top of that, I think today came in three youngsters, which they are knocking on the door, which I like very much also.
Well, Ruben Loftus-Cheek in particular, who scored the second goal, lovely finish, wasn't it? Are you keen to involve him more in the last few months of the season?
Yeah, and I know now the players after 3 weeks, and I know the young players now, especially because I hadn't worked with them. I know their positive sides. I know a little bit where they have to work on. So, but they must get this experience. So, and I will not hesitate when it's possible to bring them.
For TalkSport, do you think 2-0 was a fair reflection of the play?
Well, I think the first 20 minutes we played well. We had the pressure on them. We scored this early goal, and I think we got a little bit sloppy around the box for finishing off in the second goal. Then it was over. Because this team has the threat in the set pieces, in the free kicks and the corners, that they can easily make the equaliser. And that threat was there. But at the end, I think the result is fair.
And it's always hard against the lower division side. It's their cup final. They have a lot of crowd with them, a lot of fans. You know, that they gave it their best, didn't they? But you were good winners in the end.
We were good winners. And there was, of course, the look back to last year where they were kicked out by Bradford. And that's why we were desperate to win this game.
And the last one for me, you're still in the Champions League, the FA Cup and the league you're looking to climb. There's plenty to play for, isn't there?
Yeah. We say Premier League is okay, difficult, but as long as mathematically possible, we will go for that. But the other two projects is in the heat, the Champions League and the FA, that's true. So we have to go all the way.
Chris, when at 1-0, Scunthorpe United thought they had a really strong shout for a penalty. Were you slightly relieved they didn't get it?
I slightly remember, but I don't know, because my position, and if I see it on screen, I will give my fair judgment about that. I couldn't see quite what it was, but I don't think so. But if I see it and it's like that, I will tell. But it doesn't have any effect on the result.
As you say, I mean, the intensity maybe dropped a little bit at the time. I mean, the important thing in games like this, I suppose, is to get through. It's a knockout competition.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, you've seen the results of yesterday. It's the Premier League clubs. They have difficulties to overcome those the high resistance of these teams, and they play their finals. And we have to go on, because that's the status where Chelsea has.
It is an opportunity to give one or two of the younger players a chance. Loftus-Cheek, first senior goal for the club. I mean, it's great for him personally.
Great for him, great for the club, because we have the academy, and people work hard on that, and it must have also its effect in bringing players. And I don't hesitate to bring, although sometimes a little bit vulnerable, but yeah, we must back them up when they're not going so well, but they must get the experience in Premier League.
Diego sort of slightly hobbled as he was coming off. There's a couple more games coming up this week. Any injury concerns? Because you're a little bit light on strikers.
I don't know. We're a bit light, to be honest, but I said that before. I think if he can make Wednesday, I don't know. A little bit doubt. But it was a contusion. It was not that he had bigger problems.
And he's claiming the goal, obviously. I mean, it's important for strikers to get goals.
I saw just on the screen his goal, and in slow motion, and it was a very difficult goal. It was a beautiful flick off, and it was his typical goal.
If he's a doubt for midweek, you've got cover. You'd be confident though someone can fill in.
Well, differently, but we have to think about how to cover in case of.